Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Call it like you see it.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, it's Red and Gold Summit Day. If you're down in San Jose, get yourself to King's Fish House in Santa Clara. The Red and Gold Summit with all our hosts, 4 to 6. Dibs and Willard will start their broadcast at 2. So we will be down at King's Fish House from 4 to 6, and Dibs and Willard will be there from 2 to 6. So it's going to be a fun time. We'll be talking a lot of San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh.
And we've done a few of these before. Yeah. They've always been lots of fun and very successful.
We just got a couple RSVPs from some guys we know that will be down in San Jose. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what King's Fish House has to offer.
I'm just worried about your charging station. So you know for sure that mall has it.
Yeah, you're they have 14 okay. charging right. stations at right. West Valley Fair. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be all right anyway. The 49ers open their season Sunday against Seattle. Let's listen to Jerry Rice.
Seattle.
And hear what he thinks is the biggest concern this year for the San Francisco 49ers, and then we'll open it up. Jerry Rice, the GOAT.
I think just the young players. That's about it. And if they are able to gel and grow together really fast, and, you know, how are they going to deal with, certain situations where when everything is on the line? How are they going to respond to that? Do they have that veteran leadership where they can, win close football games? What they going to do with adversity and stuff like that? How are they going to handle that?
Jerry Rice, and he thinks the biggest challenge for the 49ers is to get the young players up to speed. And I'm sure he's particularly talking about the defensive side.
Yeah.
And, whether they can be good at the beginning of the year and then get better over the course of the entire season.
Yeah, and I know Saleh's also bringing over, Gus Bradley, guys that have done it and devised defenses throughout the NFL. He'll have him to bounce stuff off of. I wonder how much Kyle, if any, will be involved with the defense. But, man, Steiny, it's just kind of funny you think about the last two guys that had this DC job. You can make an argument it didn't go well in regard to them not coming back the next year in regard to Steve Wilks. We saw, even though his unit played great in the Super Bowl, I thought, but, it wasn't a good fit. And then Sorensen, we saw it wasn't a good fit, and you just wonder how much of that was on injuries and not having the right personnel. But, man, I am excited to see, and I know we'll talk about it tonight, just how much further Robert Saleh can take this Niner defense. A lot will, you know, be predicated on these young guns.
Yeah, if I were to ask 49er fans, what's the single biggest issue that's going to determine whether this team has success or failure? How would you answer that question? And like, the one thing I think is kind of interesting, and maybe it's a bunch of nothing, but when you ask a guy like Jerry Rice, who's played in the league, what the biggest thing is, it feels like he's not going to say injury, just because I feel like if you're a pro player, that goes without saying that if you're not healthy, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Because, you know, I think injury-wise, people are concerned about McCaffrey, and rightfully so. But I do like the way that, you know, rather than talking about injury and that they have to stay healthy, Jerry Rice is talking about something that's very tangible, and that is they have a bunch of new players on defense, and that is the thing that he's concerned most about.
And, Steiny, that concern, what if he's right? And I'm not hating, you know? What if they need time more than a season and it went bad? Well, that's gonna have an impact on if you win and lose games, you know? And for so long, this defense has been so strong and dominant and deep that you don't have that luxury now. You know, they're starting over. Well, you're not, because you still got Warner and Bosa as your anchors and Lenore. But you know what I mean, Steiny? That's the million-dollar question for me, the defense about this team.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Is it Brock Purdy building on the success he's had over the last 2 or 3 years? Is it McCaffrey staying healthy? Is it the defense that's young, playing better than anybody thought? Is it the receivers who, you know, are a little undermanned to start the season? Hell, we haven't even mentioned Moody in the last few days.
I'm sure he'll come up at the summit, you think?
I would think so.
Man.
You know, it is funny.
Isn't it?
Moody's, like, I get Moody's a big deal, but he's on such a short leash that I'll bet you he's only going to cost him one game.
If he costs him any.
He'll only cost him one, because after the one, I got to believe
it's not
that'll be
it's
it.
Not miss one and it's over, Stoddy. It's got to be,
I don't know,
it's got to be a stretch of games. It can't
be. He misses
a
game winner from 40 yards week one. If he misses a 40-yarder week one that could win the game,
you've
got to lose it.
Steiny, but you would be under so much scrutiny for, well, why didn't you get rid of him before pre? Like,
they can't be that reactionary. What about if he loses two games?
Okay, now you might be done.
Well, wait a minute. So he misses a kick
to win the game. Let's just say Sunday.
Okay, you cut him. And then he misses another one somewhere down the line.
All right. Well, like, there's so many ways to do this.
More heat for that than I think for sticking with him.
I got to say this: what if he makes the first two against Seattle?
Okay.
And then the game winner is wide right. So he was
from
2 of 3.
Far?
Let's just say 47.
That's a problem.
But that's not going to constitute him getting fired after one game. I don't believe.
I don't know.
But Steiny, now you got me thinking. Let's just say if you're right, then he shouldn't be on the team. If you're right, which I don't think you are, hey, do I think he's on thin ice? Yes, but he's going to get more chances than just one.
I don't know. 49er fans, how would you handle the Moody situation? I mean, you know he's on a short leash.
Man. I'm rooting for the kid. And I know Niner fans are, but man.
A short leash is a short leash. I don't think he's got... It feels to me like he is one bad kicking game away from losing his job.
Okay, now you say a game. So now
one bad game.
Yeah, it's so
one
three.
Bad game.
I could see 2 or 3 and they lose by 3 and or could have won the game. You might be on to something.
I mean,
extra point in the Super Bowl and that game went, like, I can't believe I don't focus on that enough. Maybe I am letting them off the hook. A game, the Super Bowl, the biggest game, went overtime, Steiny. And in that game, He missed an extra point.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did. He missed one in the preseason.
Have to double back. Well, okay, it's preseason. But I hear you.
I mean, I just feel like the way the 49ers have handled this, it's going to be almost impossible to end well.
Oh, well.
The only way this ends well is if he kicks all season long and he's the kicker he was from 2 or 3 years ago.
And let's put another ride on the first ride of the table in a couple of days. Donnie, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. The Niners had one of the worst red zone conversion rates of any team. So he's going to, let's hope that doesn't repeat itself. But if it were, I mean, Moody is going to get chance after chance after chance if that trend were to continue from the offense in the red zone. I just, you know what it is, and maybe I'm getting fixated, Stoney. Nobody's ever said he's got a rinky-dink leg. He's got a strong leg, but how many kickers have a strong leg and are out of a job? A lot.
You know, the reason that Moody is a big concern for me is we also have to wait and see how Kyle Shanahan coaches when they are looking at a 50-55-yard field goal.
I got to believe it's go out there and get them.
I don't know. I mean, will he go for it on fourth down more when they're at the other team's 35?
No, we see that. I know what you're talking about. And, Stoney, here I go. If you got to think like that out the chute, he should not be your kicker. Like, going into a season, if he's thinking, what's his range?
What are you comfortable?
He kicked a 50-yarder in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I know that was a couple years ago, but damn.
I mean, I just...
You think it's a problem.
I think it's a big problem. Mm. I think it's a huge problem. Because, I don't know what the situation is with every other kicker on every other team, but I got to believe most teams aren't coming into the season with a kicker behind the eight ball like Moody is behind the eight ball. So, again...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kyle Shanahan, by sticking with Moody.
And that's what he's done.
Is ensuring that Moody's going to be talked about all year. He's going to be talked about all year. He had a bad year last year. He's still around. And
24 of 34 kicks last year, Stoney.
Yeah.
And you said 40 to 49, yes. Last year he was 6 of 11, 50 plus, 4 of 9. That's not good. Mm-mm. And his longest was 53.
Yeah.
But he was money in his first his rookie year, though. And he got hurt last year. No excuses, Goo, but he did get hurt.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Newark.
Our man.
Hey, Caleb, how you doing, man?
Well, guys, I was having a great day, man, and something happened.
What happened?
I'm a Raider fan, man. Why did Amari Cooper have to retire on me like that, man?
Somebody drafted him last night. I hope it wasn't
I heard it was you, dude. Dude, Amari retired, man. I can't have this, man. This is insane, man.
What? I drafted him last
dude,
night.
You might be cooked.
I'm not dude, cooked. It, cooked hey, it was. I could have let the auto pick at that point. He was, boy. Do I get to?
Yeah, but who's the guy who be doing the calls, man? He's a good guy. What's his name?
Evan Carter.
Yeah, Carter. Yeah, good. He was fun. He told me to get on you, Goose. So that's on him.
Carter but, out here snitching on me, man. Big C.
Steiny and Goo, man. Let's talk about Steiny's favorite football player in history, Juwan Jennings.
He got his bag.
Juwan Jennings. He got his little incentive, man. I just want to throw the question at you guys. Do you believe this basically is Juwan's last year with the Niners, since it wasn't a long-term deal, it was just a little boost up in incentives? And if the Niners were to lose him, how big of a loss do you think that would be?
Good question. Well, go ahead, Stan.
To me, what's interesting is what's being reported now on the Jennings situation is they've given him $3 million in incentives that he can reach to raise his salary. But the other thing that came to light in this story is that apparently they did talk about next year and giving him some kind of extension, and he either didn't want it or they couldn't come to terms with it on the deal. So
that tells me it couldn't have been 20, Steiny, what he's been seeking.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
This no, is my thought. I don't believe it could have been or it would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been that much.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is I don't think he'll be on the team next year, no.
Well, I'll say this to that. I feel what you're putting down. I understand it. But I'm going off of what Jerry Rice's comments about Ayuk and his personal experience from having that coming back from that injury or injuries. So with that said, Steiny, I think a lot of this relationship is going to depend on how far Brandon Ayuk has come or how far he has to go. And I think if Juwan Jennings puts up numbers, and we had Ted Wynn on yesterday from The Athletic talking about he thinks he's a bona fide number two, I'm paraphrasing, I think that can be revisited if it looks like that, you know, Brandon Ayuk is going to take a little longer than a lot of people thought.
If Ayuk's not ready by the start of next year, then they got bigger issues than Jennings or, you know, Brandon Ayuk.
Look at Ayuk, and you tell me if I'm being a little, would you look at Ayuk as, or could they look at him like, okay, he's cooked in the sense that he'll never be what he was when we gave him the bread? Or how long are you going to, how many years are you going to put into watching that? Why I would think that could bode well for Juwan to get the actual number he was looking for with this team.
Well, I mean, as it relates to Brandon Ayuk, I think if you're the 49ers organization, you have to temper your expectations for this year, get him back out in the field about halfway through the year, and see what he looks like.
I've done that.
But if we've got to be operating under the assumption that Ayuk's going to be healthy next year. Otherwise, we're talking about, you know, maybe a career-threatening injury. No. So
as far as the, ROI, return on investment, Niners.
That's why I don't, I don't think he's going to be on the team. Because even if he has a good year, he's going to want more than they're going to want to give him.
And that's why I was just asking you, it feels like this would have been a perfect scenario to wake up, look at Twitter, and get the report that to Caleb's point, they met his number. But Steiny, why do I feel like they're super far apart? And that's why you might be right in saying he's one and done. I mean, he wanted 20 or 25 allegedly.
I don't know specifically what he was asking for. There's been some numbers thrown around, but he doesn't have any more years now. Yeah.
It's, and I'm rooting for IU.
This is the last year of his deal. This is more Jerry Rice, and this is on Juwan Jennings and what he provides for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, you know what? I have had the opportunity to talk to him. Oh, no, without a doubt, because, you know, he's that go-to guy right now. And I think, you know, he has proven himself that, you know, he can make plays. And, you know, they gave him an extra $3 million. And I guess that has to do with him being on the field. So that's a little, you know, a bone thrown his way. But he is that go-to guy. And I can't wait to see him on that football field this year.
Jerry Rice on Juwan Jennings.
Yeah. And like he's a big this man, I'm thinking about this just wide receiver core without Ayuk. What they're going to be and you know how scary they are, but I guess that's not where the game's played, right, Stein? They don't care how scary they are on paper. You know, how do they perform and where does Kyle put them at and devise routes and call plays. What he excels at to get these guys open to where you, Evan, and I would be open, you know? So I think Kyle's the maestro of that. So we'll see, you know, in a few days here what they look like because Willard's the leader of it. And I don't want to say I'm right behind
Willard's
him.
Willard's the leader of what?
The Ricky Pearsall, he can be a one fan club.
Oh.
And he's going to get that opportunity. I like what I see from Pearsall. But my question with him, Steiny, and I keep saying this, not injury. The hits, just, yeah, him staying healthy and the Herm Edwards sound that you got to save him from himself sometimes. And maybe that was just a throwaway line, but, you know, to show up to OTAs with a hammy, and I'm like, this dude's young and in his prime. How does that happen? So I'll say all that to say, Stoney, is how will he get up from these piles or just running routes? He's going to play more snaps than he ever has in the league because he quietly could be your one. I keep saying Jennings, but it might be our, you know, Pearsall.
I mean, I think the hope would be that Pearsall does turn into the number one. But I think they'd also be happy if Pearsall essentially was as good as Ayuk, and they'd have two receivers of that, you know, of that ilk, if you will.
Do you think they're scary now, or that's too strong?
No.
Yeah.
No. Ayuk gives them a little bit of a different dimension. But you know what? I don't know how, you know, I give Pearsall, how do I want to put this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rob him of possibly being a dynamic receiver. Maybe he is going to be a dynamic receiver. We haven't seen enough of him to make a kind of a calculation on that. But what if Pearsall blows up?
Well, then it was a great, then Kyle gets credit.
And if Pearsall grows up, you know, is a great receiver, well, that means that, you know, there's less of a need for Jennings moving forward.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it shakes out. Obviously, it all starts Sunday at 1 o'clock in Seattle.
Do you know who you're picking for your Super Bowl? Because before we get out of here, I want Carter, I want Evan, I have mine, and I'm wondering, Stoney, seriously. Are you there yet looking at both conferences saying, you know what, Guru, this is who I think is going to be playing on Super Bowl Sunday going into this year?
Yeah, I know.
I am intrigued about your AFC team.
Well, I can just tell you.
You could.
You want to know who's going to be in the Super Bowl? The Eagles and the Bills.
That, wow.
What, why is that a wow?
Because I got Lions.
Two of the biggest favorites.
I got Lions and Ravens.
Okay. Oh, and
yeah, I just.
Oh, really?
But I wouldn't be mad if I saw Josh in there, a guy that I've been hating on, Lamar. I feel like defensively they got more than Buffalo, Steiny, and he's incredible in the regular season.
What? I see what you're doing.
Who, me?
No. Oh.
This is my guess, but look,
I'm off the hook on this one.
So you have the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Ravens versus Lions.
So when the Ravens don't make the Super Bowl, you can crush Lamar again.
That's a great point.
Evan, I am so hurt.
I'm
not Daryl Steinmetz. I don't get off on that. I truly have set it up for Lamar. Like, and this is how y'all know you don't know me, Evan. This is the Jalen Hurts effect. I hated on him like I did Lamar, and he went out there and shoved it up my keister. So now I'm not trying to do that with Lamar. It ain't about that. That hurt. I see what you're, how you got there, mm-hmm. but that's not what, that's what this man's about.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Yeah, he's my quarterback Evan, for the second straight year.
Now you, now I feel like you think I'm Daryl Bayless or something. Cowherd. I don't have agendas, guys. We'll I see. React to new information.
We'll see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
You said Bill. Hey, wow, Bills.
It's just a guess. That's all we're doing.
An educated guess.
Is it?
We'll see. We're not there yet.
Is it? All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your biggest concern? I mean, we got football coming up on Sunday.
Give us your Super Bowl pick. How many got the Niners in it? Call us and tell us who's in the bowl. Do you think we would get a
exactly.
nine? Seriously, I'm counting. We'll get more than five.
Well, we'll get
no, well, seriously.
Willard will call in. Who else? Nah, I love you, Mark.
All right,
888-957-9570 is the number. We can throw out some predictions this year for the San Francisco 49ers. We can make it official since the regular season does start tonight in the NFL. I'm going to tell you about the Summit on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.